This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. Nestled in the heart of leafy Rust Hall lies the Sunnyside Community Hall. The venue regularly hosts playgroups and clubs from table tennis and kickboxing to yoga and adult dance. But for one evening every fortnight, the space is transformed into a thriving community cinema with a 4 metre wide screen, surround sound and padded seating with capacity for 136 chairs. Trustee and volunteer Anne Goldstein explains how the cinema was created.
Well, it was the vision of Eugene Gardner and Ronnie Williams. They had an idea to start a community cinema. They had a look at other community cinemas which were successful, and they started Rust Hall Community Cinema. The first film was on the 28th of May 2016.
The non-profit charity has just celebrated its sixth birthday and is run entirely by volunteers who work together to create a unique cinematic experience.
We show about 40 full-length films a year, and these are chosen democratically by the community. So there are first of all local suggestions, people vote on those, then we get a short list, and finally it's whittled down to the films we're going to see by a public ballot. And we end up with such a wonderful range of films. I think there's something for everyone.
This democratic approach is reflected in the diverse selection of films to look forward to this season, from Swedish film A Man Called Uwe to the Robert Redford and Paul Newman classic The Sting, the latest Jim Broadbent and Helen Mirren film The Duke, to Will Smith's Oscar-winning film King Richard.
For King Richard, which is about tennis, we'll be dressing in white and having probably strawberries and cream for that. So we're always thinking, what will make the film more of an immersive experience? How can we draw people in and make it truly exciting?
A shared love of film and community are clearly the secrets to this cinema's success, and what local filmmaker and volunteer Jean Pope feels sets the Rust Hall Community Cinema apart from mainstream venues.
The inclusivity, the fact that everyone has their role, we make cakes, we put out chairs. It's the process of getting everything ready for the film, and then you sit down, you watch the film afterwards. You can have a cup of tea, you can have some cake, there's a discussion group, there's a raffle. So all of that's very different, and everyone's getting to know each other.
For budding filmmakers, there is also an opportunity to showcase their own work at the My Community, My Story Film Festival, taking place on the 15th and 16th of October.
There are two parts. One is for the international, where anyone can submit films from anywhere in the world, and that's through Film Freeway. The part that we're really interested in, actually, is to get local people who perhaps have never made a film, or first-time filmmakers, or would like to contribute, and if they don't know what to do or how to do it, we're here to help, and we offer workshops and editing techniques, and we'd love to have some local films about the community. Anyone out there who's interested, just contact the cinema and just make a film.
For more details, go to www.rusthallcinema.club. I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.